Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers listening tonight. And for all of those mothers that got breakfast in bed and the house cleaned and all that, now I'm starting to shame myself because I probably should have cleaned the house today for my wife, but I didn't do that. But I did take her to lunch, took her out in the sailboat yesterday. We went out yesterday to eat, so I think I covered my bases, and my kids all made contact with their mother as well. But if you're a mother tonight, or if you're someone listening that had a mother, which I think would be everybody, right? Happy Mother's Day. All right, this broadcast tonight is sponsored by the website freeknife.us. And I just want to let you know, it's a pretty cool deal. Have you ever seen one of these little credit card knives? It folds up into a credit card shaped unit, and it goes right in your wallet like a credit card, but you pull that baby out, couple of clicks, and it's actually a little knife. It's a survival knife. They're giving these away for free. All you've got to do is go to the website freeknife.us and grab your free knife. Now, they do ask you to cover the cost of shipping, but it's like a $25 knife, and I think they're asking for $4.95 for the shipping. So check out their website, freeknife.us. Our guest in hour number two is Ellie Marzulli. We'll be talking about Bible prophecy. We normally don't have guests in this first hour, but as breaking news happens, we make exceptions to that, and tonight is certainly one of those exceptions. Our good friend and past guest with us, Wayne Allen Root, joins us live. And of course, his book is Murder of the Middle Class, and his website is rootforamerica.com. And to me, it was one of the biggest news stories of the week, although you won't hear it on all the major news networks. Wayne Allen Root was targeted by the IRS starting back all the way back to 2011. And some details have developed where he literally feels that he has the smoking gun to prove it. If you want to just Google the story, it's fascinating what happened with Wayne Allen Root. And we wanted to bring him on for a couple of segments to just say hello. We haven't talked to him in a long time, and ask him about this story. Wayne, good to have you with us again, sir. Is Wayne with us? Okay, I don't hear Wayne. But I guess, Patrick, you can work on that. When I hear his voice, we'll continue on with Wayne. Again, in hour number two, our guest is L.A. Marzulli, and we'll be talking about his latest book, On the Trail of the Nephilim 2. We'll be talking about Bible prophecy. And L.A. Marzulli is an interesting guy because he does get into some unusual topics for a Bible prophecy guy. Of course, he's certainly no stranger to the topic of UFOs and how they, you know, might actually even be referenced in the Bible. Also, another breaking news story here today we will mention. Well, we're waiting for us to figure out what's going on with Wayne's connection here. Two officers were killed, I believe this was last night, in Mississippi. And the latest news reports are within the last hour that four suspects have been arrested in the murder of these two officers. This apparently took place in Mississippi during a traffic stop. I just posted this on my Facebook, and I also added the comment that this is really, it's a tragedy, and I think we're going to hear more and more about police officers being killed for two reasons. We've got this environment today, right, where the police officers are supposedly all bad people. and all of these marches and these prosecutions that are taking place before we even know what really happened. I mean, the script is already written that every police officer is a bad person. So we've already got that type of an atmosphere. And then we have these poor police officers who are afraid to act in self-defense. I mean, if I were a police officer, I would be afraid to pull my gun out right now. Because it seems like no matter what you do, no matter what the circumstances are, the script is already written before they even complete the investigation. They're already bringing charges. They don't even go to a grand jury anymore. They're just filing charges within days of any police officer acting in self-defense. And God forbid that you are of the wrong race and you are using your gun in self-defense. Then, you know, it makes it even worse. But the latest, of course, the six officers in Baltimore. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in later in this hour, that we have news breaking that the case against at least two or three of those officers is actually crumbling. And there's talk of a dismissal of charges against those officers because many of the charges in that case were derivative of the premise that the knife that was in the possession of Freddie Gray was actually a legal knife. And that was apparently not correct. The knife, from everything I've read, was an illegal knife. But in any case, even if the knife, in fact, was legal, I think it's a close enough call that you can't really suggest that the police officers just for no reason dragged Freddie Gray off the street and arrested him. And that's really the premise of the charges, at least against two or three of the officers, that they were charged strictly on the basis that that knife was legal and that they knew it was legal, but yet they used it as an excuse to arrest, as the accusation is, falsely imprison Freddie Gray. So there is word of the dismissal of charges against at least two, possibly three of those officers. And this is really shaping up to be an interesting case, right? Because what we're looking at here is if the charges get dropped, I mean, can you imagine the riots? I mean, it's one thing to appease these rioters, right? To appease them and to say, look, we're gonna bring charges, murder charges against these six officers. We're going to do this for you so that you'll go home and stop burning churches. And remember, one of the buildings burned was part of a church. So how do you quote Martin Luther King? Well, you're burning a church. I mean, that really makes no sense. But now what happens when we come back and say, hey, guess what? We blew it. We're going to have to let two or three of these officers go completely. There's not even going to be a trial. These charges are dismissed. Then what do? I mean, this is like almost shaping up like a Rodney King riot on steroids. And this is what these prosecutors are going to learn. They're making a calculated bet. And the bet is that it would be better to appease the rioters and bring charges quickly. But what they're going to find out is as this begins to escalate and this script continues to be repeated over and over and over again, that a year later, when police officers are found innocent, or a few weeks later when charges are dropped, it's going to be worse for them. And what we're looking at in some of these riots, like I mentioned on last week's show, you have rioters that are actually on tour. I don't know if they have their own buses, if they have a travel agency that books their hotel rooms, but one of the CNN reporters said hello to one of the rioters and made mention of the fact that, oh yeah, I saw you in Ferguson, right? And apparently the word is that several of these rioters in Baltimore were the same rioters from Ferguson. This is like the rioting tour, right? These people just travel around the country rioting. Now I'm going to ask my board op, Patrick, do we have Wayne yet on our guest line, or is that you bringing him on line one there? Okay, no worries. All right, so what we're probably going to do is just continue on with a little bit of monologue here until our first break, and we hope to get things resolved and be able to connect up with Wayne Allen Root when we get into our second segment. But again, in hour number two tonight, the guest is L.A. Marzulli, one of our favorite guests. He's one of these guys where I'll just turn the microphone off. Hey, go get some coffee and let L.A. Marzulli take over, because he's just one of those guys, right? But we look forward, hopefully, to be able to connect tonight with Wayne Allen Root to find out The backstory on being targeted by the IRS as far back as 2011. You're listening to Jim Paris Live, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Tonight's show is being brought to you by the website freeknife.us. They'll give you a free credit card knife. It is really cool. Yes, you can use it to cut up your credit cards, but what it really is, it's a cool little device. It looks like a credit card, and then a couple of snaps, and it turns into actually a small survival knife. Really cool. They'll give it to you for free. You've just got to pay your own shipping. It's over at their website, freeknife.us, freeknife.us. And I am told by our production folks up in Minnesota that we have our good friend Wayne Allen Root with us. Wayne, can you hear me?
Well, I hope you can hear me. That's more important. Can you hear me, Jim?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I heard you the entire time you were talking to me, but you could not hear me.
Yeah, well, you know,
we can hear each other now.
Yeah, well, it's great. It must be the powers in Washington trying to block our phone call if my show were only so important. Hey, so we kind of set this up that, of course, everybody knows the story. Lois Lerner, the IRS targeting people, the IRS targeting conservatives. And, of course, the story that hasn't been told yet is the IRS targeting Christians, which has been going on for a long time as well. And who knew that Wayne Allen Root, that you were also one of those that were being targeted by the IRS as far back as 2011. And I read your story this week, and I was just shocked what Judicial Watch was able to find through their lawsuit and some of the like handwritten notes on the margins of your files. It was chilling. Tell us the backstory.
Well, the backstory is that, you know, I've been a big critic of the president for quite a long time, and I'm sure that came to the attention of the president, or certainly people at the president's side, you know, people like Valerie Jarrett, who many contend is the real president of the United States, just like Karl Rove was kind of the president when George Bush was president. So no one quite knows who, you know, was the one that pointed the finger at Wayne Root. I only know that I went through 3 years of misery at the hands of the IRS. I know that I'm now, you know, have now offered to testify in front of the United States Senate. I know that the Senate investigators investigating the IRS scandal have been in nonstop touch with me and Judicial Watch, who took my case. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, spent lots of time on the phone laying out and explaining my case with the U.S. Senate investigators. I'm hoping to be sitting on a committee panel in front of them in the very near future. I know what happened to me should never happen to another American, whether they be conservative or liberal, whether they be Christian or Muslim. No matter what it is you believe in, no one should be targeted, persecuted, and intimidated by the IRS of the United States at orders of the president or orders of a particular political party. In this case, I believe that, you know, very strongly it was the Democratic Party, and I think I have proof that it was high-level Democratic officials that targeted me.
And his website is rootforamerica.com. His latest book is The Murder of the Middle Class, which is a fantastic book. You've got to get that. But Wayne, tell me about the phone call. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Wayne Allen Root, a former vice presidential candidate under the Libertarian Party ticket. Wayne, tell us about the phone call that you got from the IRS agent lecturing you about your politics. And of course, haven't we all been told the IRS will never call you? When you get one of those calls, it's a scam because they will never, ever, ever call you. But that didn't turn out to be the case with Wayne Allen Root, did it?
And by the way, they sometimes do call you, Jim, if you're like negotiating a settlement or something. If you've already had an audit, they might call you to talk about it or call your accountant. But it's a fact that they never call to start an audit, and they send a letter. And it's a fact, who says it? The IRS's top spokesman and several other officials of the IRS that were quoted in the Wall Street Journal last month. I need them to say it, though. I've heard it for 30 years now. The IRS never, ever calls anyone. If they call, hang up the phone. It's a scam. And so, you know, what they really ought to change that quote to is the IRS will never call you to start an audit unless you're a major critic of the president. That's what I think it should say. But all kidding aside, that's how my disaster started. That's how the IRS began their criminal conspiracy against Wayne Root. And believe me when I tell you, everything they did was criminal. Targeting is criminal. That's why Richard Nixon was forced out as president of the United States. Watergate was the first article of impeachment. The second article of impeachment was using the IRS to go after his political opposition and to try and silence free speech, folks. That's how big a principle this is. So mine began with a phone call from the IRS, second phone call from the IRS, when they couldn't get me and they left messages both times. Then they called my accountant, who said he'd never been called in his life by the IRS. But then he told him, listen, from now on, you'll only talk to me. I have Wayne's power of attorney. You'll never speak to Wayne Root again. The IRS agent hung up the phone and immediately called me again, got me on the phone after hearing he can never speak to me again, spent 15 minutes lecturing me on my politics. telling me everything about my politics, Jim, as you know, as if he wanted to intimidate me by letting me know that he knows that I'm a Republican conservative.
And the connection to, I believe it was an Oregon senator, is that right?
Well, to make a long story short, here's what happened. So we go through 2 years of IRS hell and my hiring a top IRS law firm, one of the top in the country, to fight him. And the law firm told me they'd never seen an over-the-top attack like this. It was clear to them that this was special, this was different, this was probably ordered by someone very important in the administration. And I laughed and said, I don't think you guys understand. I'm Obama's college classmate who's in the media all the time ripping him to shreds. So I don't think it's someone important in the administration. I think it's the President of the United States. But having said that, I won. And tax court threw it all out and said, you don't owe one dime. And that was the end of it. 5 days later, new IRS audit. So my lawyer.
Now, I've never heard of somebody winning in tax court and then 5 days later them coming back at you again. And then when you add to that that your file was mysteriously closed when Lois Lerner was called to testify.
Right.
These are too many coincidences for me.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the Tom Brady situation. You know, you're going to find out this week. I don't know if you're a Patriots fan or not. I'm not, by the way.
No.
I'm not here to defend Tom Brady. But, I mean, there's no hard evidence Tom Brady knew anything about deflated footballs, and yet they have what they call a mountain of circumstantial evidence. So without any hard evidence, they're going to suspend him for maybe half the season. Some are even saying a full season. Others are saying at least 2 to 4 games, but pretty much the consensus is 8 games, which is half the season. Well, I have even more than a mountain of circumstantial evidence. I have proof in my own IRS files after Judicial Watch took my case and fought the IRS for 14 months to get my files when the law says you have to hand it over in 30 days. I mean, this is the thing, folks. We're living in a lawless country under the Obama administration. No one cares about the laws of this country or the Constitution. 30 days, the law says you got to give the guy his IRS files. 14-month fight to pry them loose. But Judicial Watch did eventually pry them loose. We found a Democratic United States senator was involved in my case. I assume he's the one who started my case. I assume he might be the senator, they said in my file, was from Oregon, and there were only two senators, both Democrats. And now we've proven that, you know, by law, you cannot target someone based on their politics. We've now proven a U.S. senator was involved in my case, one of the highest elected Democratic officials in the United States, probably the Senate Finance Chairman Ron Wyden. I'm just guessing, but of course he has oversight over the IRS, so that's probably who the White House called to go get me. And we also found notes all over the case, Jim, that said, you know, we know his politics, here's Wayne's politics, here's Wayne's this, here's Wayne's that. Quite amazing that someone would actually have the chutzpah to write or type on my IRS files all my political views, the fact that I'm a guest on Fox News, that I write for conservative media. You just realize at this point what this was about. This is bad.
Yeah, political, definitely political. And Wayne, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to seeing you on my television testifying in front of Congress about that. And I hope that happens very soon. Wayne Allen Root, the website is rootforamerica.com. Check out his book, The Murder of the Middle Class. Wayne, thanks so much for joining us. God bless. We'll have you on for a full hour soon. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you again very soon. We'll be back right after this, folks. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. A special thanks to Wayne Allen Root for making time for us tonight. That whole story about what happened to him with the IRS is just chilling. Can you imagine? If you've ever had a problem with the IRS, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. And I'll leave it at that. And he's been dealing with this since 2011. And it's scary stuff. It really is. And we really thank Wayne for joining us. Wayne Allen Root. Check out his website, rootforamerica.com. Check out his book, The Murder of the Middle Class. And some people have speculated, I should have asked him this, why didn't I do this, that he might well be a great senatorial candidate when the next election comes up there, because of course we know that as Rush calls him, Dingy Harry is not going to be running for re-election, Harry Reid. And I don't know when that election comes up, but a lot of people have dropped the name Wayne Allen Root, who would be a great senator from the state of Nevada. And I don't know, do you say Nevada or Nevada? I get in trouble either way I say it, so we'll just leave it at that. But I would love to see Wayne run for Senate. Okay, hour number two tonight. Our guest is Ellie Marzulli. He's been on with us before to talk about the book, On the Trail of the Nephilim 2. Now, this book, I have it here, and it's almost like a coffee table book. It is huge, and it's got the most beautiful high-resolution color pictures in it. Ellie Marzulli going all around the globe, Ecuador, Peru, all into South America. And the pictures he has of these skeletons of giants. Who were these giants? Are these the biblical giants that we read about in the book of Genesis chapter 6? Are these the Nephilim. And he thinks they are. We're going to talk to him about that and what role that they might be playing today in events such as the increase in sightings of UFOs and so forth and so on. So L.A. Marzulli is with us in hour number two. Next week, our guest is Rob Shelsky. And this is going to be fascinating. This guy has some really interesting thoughts about the moon. In fact, he even opines that the moon could be hollow. Wow. And I'll tell you this, it sounds a little crazy. I mentioned this on my last show. It sounds a little bit crazy. Okay, Jim's bringing on a guy that thinks the moon might be hollow. If this guy were not such a great, articulate, and smart guy, I would dismiss that notion. But he's a very smart guy. And I've heard him on several interviews, and I said to my producer, we got to book this guy because he's fascinating to listen to. Whether you're convinced or not by his argument of what's going on with the moon, there's some really interesting points that he makes about the shape of the moon, the distance between the moon and the earth, and just some odd things about the moon that he will raise as issues that really, you know, are worth talking about. Just some interesting things. If you're someone that likes to talk about scientific facts or talk about space exploration, any of those things, such odd questions like, why haven't we ever gone back to the moon? Why is the moon the perfect distance from the earth for us to be able to have lunar eclipses? Just some odd things, which I think a lot of the answers to his questions point to intelligent design. Yeah, that there's a creator behind all this. It's not that the moon is not just some random rock that's floating out there, that this is actually something that was designed by a creator. And as I'm talking here right now, there is a giant bug hovering. I don't know, this may be a drone from the IRS here flying through the studio. This is a bug about the size of maybe three fingers here. I don't know where this bug came from, but it is enormous. Hopefully it's not one that bites. It's just obnoxious. It's drawn to the light here. It looks like it is large enough to have an onboard camera. I'll take care of you during the next break, Mr. Bug. All right, so we've got Rob Shelsky next week. And did you see this in the news? We're going to talk about this with our guest, L.A. Marzulli, in the second hour. Did you see the weird weather stories today? Not only do we have what is normal in spring, right? An outbreak of these tornadoes all throughout from, you know, everywhere from Texas all the way up through Oklahoma, you know, Tornado Alley. We see that every year, right? But it looks like these tornadoes, the intensity of tornadoes is increasing. But imagine on the same day we have all of these tornadoes, and then we also have South Dakota blanketed in snow. Now, I have mentioned on the show before that there are some opportunities in South Dakota because of what's happening in the oil industry. You know, the fact that you can move there even without any education in oil and gas and fracking and all of that, that you can move there and actually get a job and make six figures in a lot of cases. There's some amazing jobs there. But who would want to live where, here we are, we're into the month of May, and these folks are still having snowstorms. I mean, this is not just a light dusting of snow. According to reports I read today, parts of South Dakota, I believe the western part of the state, they're describing it as being blanketed in snow today. Well, in the Midwest and the South, we have tornadoes. And Wayne Allen Root, our guest earlier in the hour, alluded to this issue of the Tom Brady suspension. Now, this is breaking news. We're probably one of the first to report this on a live radio broadcast. You'll, of course, hear this tomorrow. Everybody will be talking about it, but you'll hear it first tonight here that numerous sources are now reporting that Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady is expected to face a suspension from the NFL, and that announcement to come from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell as early as this coming week. And as Wayne Allen Root had alluded to, Some are speculating that Brady could be suspended for the entire season. And look, I don't know enough about how much evidence they have on Tom Brady. But look, when you cheat in the Super Bowl, and this is the same NFL, the same athletes that continue to come out and tell us that, hey, we're examples for young people. Look, this is not an example for a young person, and we can minimize it all we want and say, well, it was just deflating footballs. And look, they dominated in the game, so it might not have even made much of a difference. But that's not really the point, is it? The point is integrity, and if we're going to be cheaters. And this will be fascinating to see what happens here. Rush Limbaugh had commented this week that there is no doubt a racial component that will be considered in any suspension of Tom Brady. And I thought that was fascinating and insightful. Why would there be a racial component? Well, here we have the NFL that has been suspending these black players, right? For various offenses. The one player, you know, spanked his kid with a stick and he was suspended and then reinstated. Of course, we have the Michael Vick, but the Ray Rice story. I mean, on and on and on. These are black players. Well, now we've got a white player, right? And this quarterback, Tom Brady, arguably maybe the biggest name in the NFL. You know, Hollywood-looking guy, Tom Brady, white guy. Rush Limbaugh says, hey, there's a racial component here. What is Rush saying? Rush is saying, because Tom Brady's white, that they've got to come down on him maybe a little bit extra hard because he's white to not look racist, so that the NFL does not look racist. I don't really know about any of that. I really don't care about any of that angle of it. Rush Limbaugh, who is a huge football fan, he's sort of dissecting the box, if you will, that the NFL is in, having to look at this situation. I mean, do you, as the NFL, say, well, this was just a minor offense, no big deal, and just give Tom Brady a slap on the wrist? Or do you actually suspend him for half the season, maybe even the whole season? That's going to be coming down as early as this week, a possible full season suspension for quarterback Tom Brady of the New England Patriots. Wow. All right, when we come back, what happened when I tried to book an airline ticket this week on a major discounter? We'll tell you. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so during the break, I went out to get my 12-gauge shotgun to bring it back in here to the studio to go after that giant bug, and he's hiding somewhere now. So this is, I'm convinced this is a small drone. I know I've heard Alex Jones talk about these drones. This is probably one of these small drones. It's hovering around my office, but now it's in hiding. So we'll see if that pops back up again. Okay, hour number two, the guest is L.A. Marzulli. He'll be with us here in just a few minutes, but some interesting things to share with you. So I have a trip that is coming up in a month, and I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio for a few days, the first week of June, and my wife and I are going, and this is not like a vacation type of a trip. I'm actually going up there to take some classes, and I'll tell you more about it maybe next week, the classes I'm taking, because it really is interesting. But suffice it to say, we needed to get some plane tickets. So I went on to two or three of the major websites that I use to shop out for airfare, and I ran across an airfare that was, honestly, I didn't believe it. I was thinking to myself, there's no way I could really get this kind of an airfare. And here's the deal. $150 round trip from Orlando to Cincinnati. Now, to me, that just sounded too low. And it was with an airline I had never heard of before. An airline by the name of Allegiant Air. And I don't do as much traveling these days. I used to live on airplanes when I was younger. I used to do quite a lot of traveling. But now with the internet, being able to do the radio show like this and other technology, it's not as necessary for me to travel. And frankly, I don't enjoy it. So I avoid traveling whenever possible. But in any case, I digress. We're looking at this, you know, round trip ticket. This is not a one-way ticket. A round trip ticket from Orlando to Cincinnati, $150. And so, you know, I'm a consumer advocate. I'm a guy that says, well, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And there's something not right here about this. And the airline is Allegiant Air. I've never heard of them. So I posted it up on my Facebook. I just said to my Facebook followers, hey, what do you know about Allegiant Air? And I got all kinds of feedback. Most of it was good. People said, yeah, it's a low-cost airline. You're not going to have a lot of leg room. They're going to try to upsell you for a lot of things. But yeah, you actually get there These are actually the real prices. And I was like, wow. So I decided I'm going to book these tickets before the prices go up. I said to my wife, look, $150 each round trip. I mean, we were expecting to spend maybe $300 to $400 each round trip. So we're both flying for less than what we thought the cost would be for one ticket. And so I went ahead, went to the website, pulled out my credit card, started purchasing my ticket. And I've really honestly never seen anything like this before. The only thing I could compare it to is one year, this was about 3 years ago, I had the thought of buying those berries that you hear advertised on the radio, those chocolate dipped berries that are supposed to be $20. So I went to that website and they, well, if you want the berries actually to get there before Valentine's Day, it's so much more. And then shipping and this and that and the other thing. And these $20 berries were going to cost me like $50. There was so many upsells, so many add-ons, et cetera, et cetera. That's the only other experience that I've ever had quite like this. But this Allegiant Air deal, believe it or not, you have to pay them for a carry-on bag. You know how people, you know, they don't go and they don't check their bag. They bring it on the plane. Well, if you do that, you have to pay for that bag. Now, you are allowed to have a personal item. So you can have like a purse or a briefcase or a laptop. So you can have like one small item that would fit under your seat, the seat in front of you. But you can't have like a big bag or a roller bag or anything like that, a big bag like that. You can't do that. And they do charge you for your bags. And I think it was like $40 per bag that we paid for round trip, you know, for our bag. So you have to kind of factor that in when you're looking at it. But then they want to charge you if you're going to pick out your own seat. So one of the steps in the process is you're looking at a graphic, you know, with a seating chart for that flight, and it's showing you what seats are open. And if you want to get to pick your own seat, I think it was maybe $12 or $15 to pick your own seat. That would have been for each of our tickets. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm too cheap to do that, right? I told my wife, I said, we might end up sitting in different parts of the plane. And I don't mind that. It's a 2-hour flight. She would probably enjoy the break from me for 2 hours. I mean, we're not newlyweds. We've been married now. It'll be 28 years in the fall. And I love my wife. But look, if I can save $30 by sitting in a different section of the plane, that's enough for her to be able to buy an adult beverage or two while she's enjoying her ride in another section of the plane. But it was interesting to learn about this Allegiant. And if you're somebody that's on a budget or you're somebody that's just really tight with your money like me, you might want to take a look at them. You know, I don't know that I would use Allegiant if I had like, you know, a special romantic vacation plan with my wife. You know, we might want to get to sit in first class. We might want to get, you know, on a regular mainstream carrier that might have more bells and whistles. But look, for basic transportation, I remember when I was a musician and my wife and I were both musicians when we were younger, we talked about an airline called People's Express. And we looked at it like a flying Greyhound bus. It was about as luxurious as being on a Greyhound bus that flew through the sky. But it got you from point A to point B. And if you're just looking for, hey, what's the cheapest deal? This might be an airline for you to take a look at. I do say, though, be careful with all the upgrades. And depending on what your situation is, I mean, if you're somebody that has to bring on two or three big bags, it may not be the most cost-effective airline for you. So you've got to kind of compare apples against apples. And some airlines will let you, for example, have one bag for free. They'll also let you bring on like a roller bag. So these are things you have to factor in to the overall cost. But Allegiant Airlines, I will let you know when I come back from this trip, mid-June, I'll have a report for you about what happened. And if somehow they announce that I'm no longer with you, I'm gone from this earth, you could say, well, I guess I'm not flying on Allegiant Airlines because Jim Paris, that was his last flight on this earth. So I'll be the guinea pig for you. I will go up in that flying canister in the sky that has Allegiant on the side of it, and we shall see what happens. All right. Local bank branches are disappearing. And I don't know if you're seeing this happening in your town. It's happening in my town, where bank branches are disappearing. And the ones that are left, I had to go into Bank of America to deposit a check this week. I normally don't have to go in. I can just go through the ATM or the drive-through, but there was an issue with the ATM, so I had to go inside. And this was a Friday. They had one teller on duty. There was like eight windows, but one worker there. And I've had this happen to me 2-3 weeks ago when I had to go into the bank. And this is happening more and more often, that we're actually seeing people, and they're saying this is because of the online banking, that now with your smartphone, you can take a picture of a check and just deposit it that way. You can do everything on your computer or on your smartphone. You don't really need to go into a bank anymore. And of course, there are, you know, ATMs now. So we're starting to see really the disappearance of especially the big name banks are closing branches all over the country. And the other part of this is that young people, the so-called millennials, are opting to go with community banks and credit unions. And, you know, any consumer advocate you talk to will tell you that it's a much better way to go to deal with smaller community banks or credit unions, which, by the way, for those of you that are younger, you used to have to qualify to join a credit union. And it was pretty much a closed deal. So if you didn't work in a certain, you know, if you didn't work at the Kennedy Space Center, you couldn't get in on their credit union. If you weren't a teacher in a certain county, you couldn't get in on the teacher's credit union. This is no longer the case with most credit unions. Most credit unions are open and anybody can join them. And you can just do a Google search to look for credit unions in your area that you can join. And a lot of people now are banking with credit unions and banks that are not even in their town, because with online banking, you don't really need for the bank to be right in your own town. One last thing here before we run out of time in this hour, the tiny house movement. This is fascinating. You're going to be hearing a lot more about this. People are creating tiny houses. When I say tiny, we're talking about 200 to 300 square feet maximum. They build these little houses and they put them on a flatbed trailer, and they can pull them to anywhere that they want to live in the U.S. and live in that thing. And some of the most amazing designs that you will see, what you can do with just 200 or 300 square feet. They're getting rid of the McMansion and they're going with these tiny houses. Google it. Google tiny house and you'll see some of these cool designs. We'll take a break for news. We'll be back with L.A. Marzulli. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.